Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It's the radio segment that's awkwardly staring at you from across the room. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Edgewater, New Jersey. A 46-year-old woman named Oksana Zakharov was grocery shopping the other day when she asked the clerk for a $1 lottery scratch-off ticket.
Oh my gosh, ooh, how is this going to end?
I love these stories.
Yep. Instead, the man accidentally handed her a $10 set-for-life ticket.
Oh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Wow. Okay, take it.
Yeah. Oksana noticed the mistake and said, quote, "When the clerk handed me the wrong ticket, I felt bad. So I decided to just go ahead and buy it."
Oh, that was nice. Well, you want good karma going into, you know, gambling,
it
right?
It could be a sign, like, all right, fine.
The mother of two said that she went home and used the ticket as a bookmark for a couple weeks before she decided to scratch it off. Mm-hmm. And when she finally did see what was under the ticket, she couldn't believe her luck because Oksana was $5 million richer.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my
yeah.
God!
So wait, for 2 weeks she had a $5 million bookmark.
Yep.
That's
scary.
Oh,
the money
man.
Is to be distributed over 20 years plus annual net sums of $172,000 after that for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Double rainbow. Oh my God.
A couple hundred grand a salary?
Six-figure salary for the rest of her life for doing nothing.
Her stroke of luck went viral all because she accidentally received the wrong lottery ticket from a cashier.
Oh,
so
cool.
Congratulations to her for not complaining. See? Just shows that you'll be rewarded if you don't complain in life.
And for not stealing it.
Yes, exactly.
This next laser story is out of London. A 26-year-old couple named Ed and Heidi Savitt got married last summer after about 6 years of dating. Mm. They originally met in college, or at least they thought they originally met in college. After they'd been dating for about 4 years, they went out to dinner with both of their mothers.
Okay.
And Heidi's mom mentioned that it wasn't the first time Heidi had fallen for a guy named Ed. So they went on vacation to Turkey when she was 6 years old, and the whole time they were there, Heidi was obsessed with a 6-year-old boy named Ed, who was also on vacation with his family.
Uh-oh.
Shut up.
No way.
Then, about 2 weeks after their dinner, Heidi's mom was going through old photos in their attic and found a few from their vacation in 1997, and it turns out it was the same Ed.
Oh, my
what?
God.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, you met in Turkey?
But how are they not putting the pieces together after 4 years? Like,
it's pretty slow for them to figure
that
out.
How many Eds in Turkey are there that you've run across?
They didn't even grow up in the same area or anything. Their hometowns in England are about 200 miles apart. They just happened to end up at the same resort in Turkey at the exact same time and fell in love when they were 6 years old.
Oh my God, how romantic.
Heidi says she didn't really believe in fate until her mom found those photos of them as kids together, but she thinks it's pretty clear that they were destined to be together.
Aww, that's sweet. Yeah. I hope they don't end in divorce.
I know. If that one ends in a divorce, it's going to be really, really sad.
It's like, dang it, love doesn't exist.
This next laser story is out of Minot, North Dakota. A 22-year-old shoplifter named Dustin Johnson went to a Hobby Lobby the other day, and he spent 7 hours in the store filling up his cart with stuff.
Oh, man. Did you say 7 hours?
7 hours in a Hobby Lobby.
I can't even spend that much time in a Target, man.
If I'm in a Hobby Lobby for 10 minutes, it feels like 7 hours, so that must have felt like weeks. When it was finally full, his cart, Dustin headed outside and tried to run away with all of his Hobby Lobby swag, all his gear.
The slowest robbery of all time.
Right, so 7 hours getting some glue guns and glitter.
Right? It was less than 10 degrees at the time, and his cart was so heavy because of all the stolen merchandise that it got stuck in the snow.
Is there a black market for craft goods?
I
is
bet
that
there
where
is.
He was going to sell them?
I bet there's a back alley somewhere with just crafty moms
so
trying to get deals on beads.
Oh, my God.
After trying to push the cart and pull it out of its frozen conditions and everything else, he attempted to lift the cart off the ground and put it on his back. That didn't work.
I'd be a superhero if that did work.
Eventually, Dustin wound up leaving it and just trying to get away. Yeah. But even after that decision, he slipped on the ice.
Ouch.
And his wallet fell out of his pocket. The cops found the wallet and used it to track him down. And they arrested him at his house.
And what do you say when you're in jail? Yeah, I hit up the Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Ultimate crafter.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the United Kingdom. A 41-year-old woman named Claire Edwards was diagnosed with Crohn's disease about 6 years ago. And if you don't know what that is, it's a painful bowel disease that causes inflammation in your digestive tract. Her main symptoms were severe abdominal pain and bloating.
Oh, man.
So for 6 long years, none of the standard treatments worked. But Claire's doctors decided to do an exploratory surgery, and they found out it wasn't actually Crohn's disease at all. Instead, they found that she was in pain because she had part of a Heinz ketchup packet lodged in her intestines.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you'd be thankful that they finally found it, but 6 years, man.
Well, I get it. You know when you try to open the packet, you got to bite it sometime?
That must have been how
it
like,
back in there.
Or it falls into the ketchup and you swallow it.
Oh, yeah.
They removed 2 pieces of plastic from her small intestine, and the Heinz branding was still on there. Good branding, Heinz.
Impressive.
Claire claims that she never intentionally ate a ketchup packet, so it's not clear exactly what happened. Maybe she did in her sleep. Who knows? Well,
weird.
We'll never know, but Claire is feeling a lot better now, probably steering clear of Heinz ketchup.
Oh, God. She should have gotten a sponsorship for her small intestine.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of New Year, New You.
Ooh.
A new study found that the key to staying motivated to keep a New Year's resolution to lose weight or get in shape is to hear people say, "You look super hot."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
And specifically those two words, super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
No other phrase will work.
Like, really sexy?
According to Dr. Becky Spellman, who is a cognitive behavioral psychiatrist, and she ran a study, and her explanation for why the words super hot works...
Uh-huh.
She says, the word suggests that our friend is having a visceral emotional response to our appearance.
Yeah, I feel like that's a strong response. I know when I'm trying to lose weight, I tell myself that I'm already skinny. And
really?
So, like, when I go to eat, I'm like, oh, skinny people don't eat that.
Right.
That's what I tell myself in my head. I'm like, well, I'm a skinny person, and we don't do that.
Yeah. It's like the secret. If you just say it enough, it'll happen.
You fake it till you make it, man.
This one is saying you need to tell people, or you need to hear, you look super hot.
Okay.
So when you talk to your bros today, man, make sure.
Yep. Yeah, if your friend's losing weight, don't just go, hey, man, it looks like you lost a lot of weight. It's like, dude, you look super hot today. This next laser story is out of baby-making headquarters. A new survey found some of the strangest fertility tricks that couples use to try to increase their chances of making a baby. Here they are. Check them out. 58% of women say that they bicycle their legs in the air for at least 3 minutes after being romantic, which I would like to see no matter what.
Yeah.
39% say that they use reverse psychology and say out loud, quote, "I don't want a baby. I don't want a baby." Even though they do. They're trying to trick their body. Just scream, no!
It's like a formal role play almost.
37% of females try to get pregnant, and they just load up on dark chocolate in order to do that. Just eat a lot of chocolate.
Hey,
it's a good excuse, too, if you want to eat chocolate.
Yeah.
32% start drinking pineapple juice before and after intimacy.
Really? Rare?
Delicious.
Is that supposed to work?
It's also supposed to induce labor.
I don't know. I've only known of the urban legend what it does for dudes.
Yeah.
Never worked for me, though.
Yeah.
10% wear socks during the act, hoping that it helps. 5% of women wear green night clothes and use green sheets because green is connected to fertility.
Okay.
3% eat McDonald's fries after being romantic.
That's just another excuse.
Let's
be honest.
Yeah, that's like smoking a cigarette.
God, yeah. Who wants to? I would like to lay in bed and eat some fries after that.
Fries?
Sure.
And last but not least, 1% of all American women have had the man wear frozen underwear to bed in hopes of keeping the little guys cold before doing it.
Just like a lab.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
You know, those things get too warm.
God.
It doesn't work as good. You got to keep those little guys frozen.
They're lazy when they're warm.
Yep. They work a lot harder when they're frozen.
Okay.
Speaking of somebody who wears frozen undies all the time, it's this guy. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.